Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday, the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at dairydiscoveryzone.com.
If you've got animals on your farm or ranch, you need it. What is it? Well, Dr. Rosalind Biggs, Extension Veterinarian, says it's a biosecurity plan. What does it look like?
Well, so as far as the biosecurity plan, it really builds upon a farmer ranch's current biosecurity plan. And biosecurity is simply put how we're going to keep disease from our herd, from entering our herd. And there's a number of different measures that can go into that. And most farmers and ranchers already do those things. They take a look, they test animals before they do purchases. Mm-hmm. Their cleanliness and hygiene is always really at the forefront. And how they handle things like insects, mm-hmm. insect vectors, to make sure that we're not having those that can spread disease. But also how we deal with ourselves as far as that we're not taking disease from perhaps our neighbor's operation or our family's down the road operation back into our farmer ranch. And so it builds upon those initial practices that we should be doing each and every day.
And Dr. Biggs says that each farmer ranch needs that biosecurity plan and that you need to be paying attention that you're following that protocol. Now, for beef cattle producers, that next step up is being promoted across the country.
For a secure beef supply plan, it elevates those. It enhances those more stringent, more strict, higher levels of practices to prevent foot and mouth disease from entering our farm.
Now, Oklahoma does not have an official secure beef plan in place as of yet, but Dr. Biggs says we're working on it.
So in Oklahoma, we do have our officials at the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry. Dr. Hall, the state veterinarian, and his team are working to continue to refine Oklahoma's secure beef supply plan. And I think it'll be interesting to take a look at that particular plan once they're ready to roll it out. They've told me that it will resemble those and be reflective of our industry here in mm-hmm. Oklahoma, as well as our neighboring states and the region.
One state that does have a secure beef plan already in place, Kansas.
Kansas has their plan, and it's available for evaluation. You can take a read on their website of that plan, and they've really kind of jumped out ahead of many other states and put that together, and I think it allows us to use that as a template here in Oklahoma and mm-hmm. figure out what segments of that will work for us.
Dr. Rosalind Biggs. To learn more about Secure Beef, go to securebeef.org. You've got farm news on Ron.
Peeper Seed Farms has four excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from this year. Bob Dole, SY Monument, Green Hammer, and Smith's Gold all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.